Welcome to this episode of And So It Flows. I'm your host, Nicole Crockey, Chief Editor of Plumbing and Mechanical and PM Engineer Magazines. Today we're sitting down with Gabby Murrow, Brand Marketing Manager for Gerber, to discuss a big milestone the plumbing fixture manufacturer is celebrating this year, its 90th anniversary. Thanks for being here with us today, Gabby.
Hi, Nicole. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what exactly it is you do at Gerber?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. I have been in marketing for nearly a decade. I've worked in both the B2C space at Chicago Magazine, as well as strictly the B2B space with the Fortune 500 Dover Corporation. Both Chicago-based. I'm Chicago born and raised and love it. I have been at Gerber for over 3 years now, and I found that it's a great combination of B2B and B2C, and a nice sweet spot for my experience as well as what I find passion for, and I absolutely love it.
That's great. So can you describe the evolution of Gerber's product offering and brand for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, we are celebrating our 90th anniversary this year. We're really proud of that milestone. Our company was founded in 1932 by Maxwell Gerber. He's a Polish immigrant, came here and lived the American dream and founded our company on a genuine basis of forming relationships and steadfast dedication to service and quality. And that has continued on for the past 9 decades and then some. For many years, our faucet business and our toilet and sink business operated completely separately. And just at the end of 2019, we made the announcement that we were unifying the Gerber brand with our sister brand, Dan's by Gerber. And now we have the best of both worlds. We have that heritage of trust based on the endurance of our products and what the Gerber brand was known for and the performance behind those products, as well as the beautiful decorative faucet line that Dan's by Gerber carried. And now we have this more cohesive, fortified, stronger brand and simplified brand experience for our customers. And that has really paved the way for us now. And we're really focusing on developing products that our product offering is concise and strategically curated for what the market needs and what our customers need. We've done some really awesome innovations the past few years based on what we're seeing opportunities in the market and those specific areas that we know we can play and really excel at. And one specific product I want to call out that we're really proud of is our Viper 0.8 model. It is, that's 0.8 gallons per flush. So an extremely low amount of water that, you know, equally balances weighing the top tier Gerber performance that we strive for, balance with water conservation. So trying to take our heritage and combine that with the future of where our industry is going.
Yeah, Gerber has some fantastic products. So Gabby, tell us what Gerber culture is like and how that shines through in customer service.
Yeah, one thing that we really pride ourselves on is being true to ourselves and making sure that that cascades to every interaction we have with anyone outside of our company, but also inside of our company. And, you know, one constant throughout the years of growth and change has been our strong culture. And we approach the way we do things with an attitude of a startup, even though we've been in the business for over 90 years. It's that be scrappy, be creative, and the growth will follow attitude that we have. And culture is definitely a regular topic of discussion among our leadership, and that cascades down to our employees. And we say we do everything with heart, which is humility, enthusiasm, accountability, resourcefulness, and transparency, and try to have that embodied in every interaction we have with each other inside of Gerber, and like I said, outside of our company as well. And, you know, one thing that we found is the pandemic really, you know, hit everyone, obviously, pretty hard in lots of different ways. But we found that, especially for Gerber and our culture and not having those individual touch bases and seeing people in person anymore was really hard on us. And so the fact that we're kind of coming out of that and into a new era is really, really exciting. And we're really glad that we can be in person again and seeing each other, as well as holding customer events and sharing that Gerber good vibes with our customers in person again, whether that's visiting their locations for roadshow events or visiting our customers' showrooms or even attending KBIS, the show in Vegas in February. We're really excited to kind of bring the Gerber crew back out and see people. And that's really where we thrive is with those interactions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody's got a bit of Zoom fatigue nowadays, and the entire industry is ready to get back to in-person events, like you mentioned with KBIS and everything.
For sure.
Gabby, tell us about Gerber's relationship with plumbers and other industry professionals.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I think we really pride ourselves on like what you see is what you get. Transparency is so important to us, and we really appreciate our customer support and their partnership, especially over the last few years and all the challenges that our industry has faced and sticking by us. And, you know, we love to hear feedback and appreciate feedback, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, we really believe that no feedback is bad feedback because it helps us grow and improve for our customers. And one thing that we say, well, it sounds a little bit abstract in nature, we really mean it is, you know, we want to be easy to do business with. And we can't do that if we're not having those conversations with our customers and figuring out what their pain points are with their business or even working with us and hearing their thoughts and their feedback is crucial, you know, to our success and more importantly, their success. So we're so thankful that they're a part of our story and they allow us to be a part of theirs.
So 90 years is a lot of history. How does Gerber give back to the industry channel, including tools, resources, and support?
Yeah, I think it's recognizing that we're kind of going through a bit of a digital transformation right now. And also alongside with our customers, the plumbing industry, I think most people would argue that is not at the forefront of technology, but there's definitely some exciting things happening where you know, like I said, our company itself is recognizing opportunities to advance the way we conduct business in the digital space, and then making sure that we're supporting our customers with those efforts as well. And one of our biggest, most recent projects was actually expanding the pros section of our website. We launched recently, just in the past month or so, 20 new pages of content specifically dedicated to industry professionals. We kind of had all of these assets living somewhere in you know, our files, and we've shared them with customers in some spaces, but not really congregated in one concerted place online. And this just makes all of our resources and tools way more accessible to the industry professionals to have our sell sheets and trainings and anything that they can need at their fingertips to really harness the power of Gerber. And one specific thing that we're really proud of is Project Planner. And it is a completely new online platform, proprietary. We built it ourselves. It's not a third-party software. It's something that we built. And it allows someone to make an account on our website and build out a project with the products they need for their space. So adding products to the kitchen and attaching all of the specification sheets and a feature a diagram of our kitchen faucets and attaching the warranty policy and pretty much anything they would need to package their product with Gerber, their project with Gerber products. So I'm really excited to bring that tool to life and offer that totally for free to industry pros and even our own team, like I said, to harness the power of Gerber.
That's great. So what would you point to as being the greatest challenge facing the plumbing industry today? And what exactly is Gerber doing to provide solutions to overcome that?
Yeah, I think piggybacking off of the digital transformation, I think that is something that we're, like I said, trying to address internally is making these advancements and to our website and to, you know, how we organize product data internally. So it's neat and buttoned up, and you know, our wholesale customers are launching their own websites and their own product catalogs and looking and turning to us to look for support and to make that leap into the digital space. And so making sure that we have our ducks in a row and we're organized to provide guidance and data for them so they can succeed in the digital space. That's a priority that we're putting on our plates. And I think obviously, you know, inventory and availability and the timeliness of shipment and everything of that nature is slowly getting better, but we're still obviously seeing effects of that. And we recently launched what we call the Gerber Good to Go list. And it's a list of our core products that we've made an investment in to have them stocked and ready to ship within the United States within 2 business days. So Gerber customers can have that confidence that they can get our products when they need them. We recognize that some supply chain issues are out of our control and out of pretty much anyone's control. But we did make that investment in our core products. So we can be there for our customers as to the best of our ability.
Yeah, that's really great to hear, because I know the supply chain issues have been affecting like the whole industry, not just contractors, but, you know, wholesalers as well. So
yes.
I love to hear that. So I know Gerber has been really busy this year with activities. Can you share a little bit about what the company is doing to celebrate its anniversary?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been, super busy. I think that's everyone's, you know, tune that they're singing is busy, busy, busy this year. And, you know, we're no exception. And it's, we've had a lot of road show events, as I mentioned previously, where we have been traveling the country and visiting some of our wholesale customers and essentially doing, vamped up parking lot events where we bring in a food truck and bring in Gerber displays and giveaways and prizes, and really just getting to, like I said, spend that face time with those customers and their customers. So plumbers, contractors, allowing them to meet the Gerber crew, ask questions, get to know our brand, touch and feel our products out in the field. We kind of put a 90th spin on those road shows and have given away some really cool prizes across the country. We've also celebrated with our employees. We had an event in our headquarters outside the Chicagoland area over the summer, as well as in Canada and our facility in Mexico, just making sure, you know, all of our employees are, you know, feel the love and know that, you know, they're part of the mission to make this all happen. And a huge part of our celebratory efforts has been a charitable effort and just making sure that we're giving back. We're very fortunate to be in the position in the industry that we are, and making sure that our appreciation is shown and we're able to give back is very important. And we're donating over 400 products to an affordable housing project in Ohio. We have done a couple small charitable events based out of our Chicagoland headquarters. We're currently running an Instagram promotion that we are giving away $90 to the charity of choice for our followers if they comment on certain posts we have. And then we've actually kicked off a matching gift program for U.S. employees where Gerber will match up to $90 per employee if the employee makes a donation to the charity of their choice. So like I said, charitable giving and acts of kindness are a huge part of our celebrations that, you know, we're really happy that we've been able to weave that into everything.
I love that. So what can our listeners expect to see from Gerber in the near future?
Yeah, I think that kind of going back to that in-person, making sure that in-person interaction is at the forefront of what we're doing in 2023. We're kicking off 2020 attending KBIS for the first time in a couple of years, which we're really excited about. And a lot of new products will be showcased at KBIS that are launching at the end of this year into next year. And we're really excited to be there in person, show off those new products and talk about all of what we've kind of been working on the past couple of years and bringing that to life. And also doing more in-person events and with smaller groups and our customers. We do something, we did something before the pandemic, but we're really excited to get back into it called Gerber University, where we would invite groups ranging from 20 to 120 the Chicagoland area. We'd host groups of customers, and they would essentially get treated to a day and a half, 2 days of Gerber product training and industry knowledge sharing, and then some good old Chicago experiences like a boat tour or a baseball game, and really just making them feel at home and sharing what Gerber has to offer and being able to answer their questions and to help and getting back into the swing of those in 2023 is really exciting for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, that's all the time we have today. So Gabby, thanks again for joining us. For more information, our listeners can visit www.gerber-us.com.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed our conversation.